welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We have some really exciting things to share on our podcast today. And first of all is a shout out, as promised, to our very first Patreon supporter, Alyssa.
Woo-hoo, yay!
How about a little cowbell?
Cowbell it is! And thank you, Alyssa. We are so excited to have you on board. And for others who are interested, we have just been talking about some fun things we're going to put on Patreon, exclusive to our Patreon subscribers. You may get to see the sillier side of Five Feline Farm. There's a
yes,
lot of it.
There is. And yeah, we can get kind of silly sometimes.
Mercy.
We have to make fun of ourselves. I mean,
somebody's got to.
Somebody has to.
Absolutely. So how about an update on what's been going on the last couple of weeks and the good progress?
So my dad's was in the hospital for about 22 days. So we've been managing that and going back and forth and trying to take care of him and my mom and working and managing the farm, and it has been crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. So thankfully, my dad is now back in his hometown doing some rehab. He's doing much, much better. We are all starting to get back to some sort of normal routine.
And it's really felt weird.
It has. Yeah. It's like, even when we're not going to the hospital every day, it kind of seems like we're doing something we shouldn't.
It does. I feel like we're sneaking around and all I did was go to the store.
Yeah, it's so weird, but we're thankful and we appreciate all of those kind comments and messages. And those are really what sustained us through this because we were getting pretty tired.
We were. And speaking of tired, we've been able to rest some the last couple of weeks. As Donna said, we're really crazy, but this weekend, slept in a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't get up at 3:30 on Saturday morning to make scones.
No market.
No market.
No
and
hospital.
I love the market. I miss the market. I don't miss the hospital.
No.
And it was just kind of an interesting, laid-back weekend.
Yeah, it's like I almost don't know how to act.
I know. But, of course, we found several things to
do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Merc is ready to start preparing for our customers.
It is coming
new
up.
New season.
On October 27th, we will have our first anniversary opening.
Yep.
From
9 to 3.
And that will be the one-year celebration of opening the Mercantile. So if you are anywhere in the area, October 27th, you'll want to come around and be part of that.
Yeah, we have some upgrades that already have happened to the Merc and
yes,
many more planned.
Oh, it's just going to grow and grow.
The big change is we now have power.
That is so cool. No more running an extension cord from the house to run the heat and the lights.
And we couldn't run the heat and the coffee pot at the same time. So
yeah,
we can do
year,
that now.
Yeah.
And have lights.
And we're going to have a coffee roaster.
Oh, we have a new one.
And we're going to brew some coffee while we're out there. So just good things are coming.
Yeah, we are excited about what we can offer. And we're extending our hours.
We are. And we have a plan through the winter months. We're going to have a regular schedule of being open through the winter.
Uh-huh. The second and fourth Saturday of each month from 10 to 3, I believe, is what we've set.
Yes.
So, of course, if the weather is just absolutely awful, we may not be open. But last year, we were able to be open even without power. We were able to be open every time but once. Now, we have extended our hours and times that we're going to be open, but I'm excited.
I am too. I think this is going to be a destination.
Yes.
And that's what we hope to create
right.
for all of you.
Yeah.
Our
a place of peace.
Our listeners.
And some good products.
Absolutely. I'd like to share an email that we received just today from one of our wonderful customers, Barbara. And she says, this is a message she just had to pass along to us. Her sister, Judy, who she suspected was using our tea tree balm as a sandwich spread.
Yeah, she did accuse her of that.
She did, because she was using so much. So she writes, my sister Judy, whom I suspected was using your balm as a sandwich spread, has taken it international. She, along with another sister, are in Israel. And I was told it was one of the first things she packed.
Yay.
No way was she going anyplace without it.
Love it.
This is probably not the first time Tea Tree Balm has traveled abroad, but she wanted to do a shout out and an advertisement for our product. So thank you, Barbara, for
yes.
that encouragement.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just can't tell you how much that kind of message back to us, your comments on our Facebook page, your private messages, emails to us, those really, really help and encourage us as we move forward.
Yeah, because sometimes it's you kind of get to feeling, is there anyone out there?
Are we just
doing this?
Talking to ourselves?
Yeah. So we really, really, really appreciate a little feedback. You know, we don't need someone patting us on the back all the time. But, you know, is this something that, are we creating products that people want and use and need? Maybe we should change some of them. But tea tree oil is really popular, and the turmeric is very popular, especially as we get into the colder weather. The beak balm, our lip balm, those are really popular this time of the year. So we appreciate Barbara and all those who give us a little feedback on how people are using our products, even if it's a sandwich spread. It is actually
all natural.
All natural.
And
I wouldn't eat it, but
I mean, I don't think it'd be tasty, but it wouldn't hurt you.
No.
So speaking of products, another thing, and I guess this is really a product, is my latest book, The Long Road to Market. And this is a book that I wrote about our experience in joining our local farmers market and how prior to that, when we moved to the country, we were just kind of out here on our own and trying to build this place, which now has become Five Feline Farm and a destination. But we really found a community that we needed and needed to be part of in
kind of didn't even realize that we needed it, that it was that was missing.
Right. We knew something.
Yeah.
We needed something.
Yeah.
But this has just really been a great thing for us. And so the early readers and first readers are giving me a lot of nice feedback about this. You'll be able to get that here at the farm in print. It's available in digital download.
With a little signature, maybe, too.
You know, I could be talked into signing a few.
Yeah.
You can get a digital download on our website, and it's available in both formats on Amazon. Just search The Long Road to Market, and it seems to be coming up first. So
it does, yeah. That's so fun to type in a search with your name or Five Feline Farm and that comes up. It's
I
just
know.
So
that's,
awesome.
That's way cool. I got to admit, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And my name's in the book too, briefly.
Of course it is. got to give you an acknowledgement. And if you look very carefully, there is a picture at the beginning of each part of the book that is a sunflower that was grown here on Five Feline Farm. And the photo was taken by Donna.
Yes. And I also do some marketing.
Let's just be real about that. She does all of the marketing that occurs for not only the books, but the farm. So I am not a marketer and I don't claim to be one. I've never played one on TV. So if there is marketing to be done, you know now, full disclosure, who's doing it?
Well, you know, I have done lots of marketing over the years. And actually, I didn't like some of my jobs because of the marketing part. But now I see it was preparing me for this. And I get excited about it. It's like, oh, let's do this. Let's do now. Some of my ideas kind of get squashed a little.
There has to be some limit.
I suppose.
You wouldn't believe some of the things that she comes up with. Like,
I'm a creative.
Dressing up the cats.
Yeah.
The cats do not appreciate that.
How do you know?
I've witnessed it.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe that was a little extreme. But, you know, I'm thinking some pet clothes could be awesome from Five Feline Farm.
Oh, let's just don't even go down this road.
Okay. That's for another day. I need my friend Martha for this conversation.
Oh, you and Martha together are incorrigible.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything else we would like to share about what we've been doing here at the farm?
I guess today we did get a little bit done on the Merc. You know, we talked about, we have added the, and again, I think we talked about the Merc. I call the Farm Fresh Mercantile the Merc because that's what people call it locally. So I don't mean to be confusing. But we have now, I've done some landscaping. It was like a jungle because I planted some flowers this year that just got absolutely enormous. So I had to cut some of that back to create. So we have paths again, did some mulching. You built a ramp.
Yes, I had to rebuild the ramp up to the door of the Merc, up onto the porch. Last year when we were getting ready to open, I just needed to get something up there
right.
quickly.
We just needed to get people in the building.
Right, it was too tall of a step. And I wanted a ramp just for easier access, but it was too steep. It got us through last year.
Well, and you were recycling materials and you used what we had.
Right, but I have finished rebuilding it. I have just the rail. I need one more part to do a new railing. And we have a nice, easier grade ramp.
Much, much, much better. Yeah.
So I think our customers will appreciate and enjoy that access.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We have great plans to expand. I think we said something about that. We started collecting some of the materials.
Mm-hmm.
It will grow over the winter.
Yep.
Each time we're open, I think you'll find some new feature.
Changed. Yeah.
Yes. So those are the things we're up to.
Yeah. We've been busy.
We have been.
As always.
But we've also taken a few hours at least to sit down, put our feet up, and just relax.
And that seems strange.
It does, but it feels good.
It does, yeah. We need to be refreshed because I believe that we're providing a place of refreshment for other people.
We are.
And
that is
our
intent.
Too tired, that's not going to be good. Who wants to come out here and talk to two old tired women?
For sure. There you have it. That's the latest update. We are moving forward, and just a great big thank you to our listeners, customers, mm-hmm. and supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you.
We do. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time. Thank you.